This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Senate Majority Leader has blocked an attempt to bring Americans' $2,000 COVID relief checks for a vote. It's a demand President Donald Trump made before signing a more than $2 trillion government funding and relief package Sunday. The Democrat-led House of Representatives voted in favor of the measure Monday. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate would begin a process of addressing the issue, but the fate is uncertain. Meanwhile, President Trump is urging the Republican majority Senate to uphold his veto of a $740 billion defense spending measure. More than 100 Republicans joined the Democrats Monday to approve the override of the veto, which would be the first of the Trump presidency. The Senate is expected to consider the measure later this week. President Trump slammed Republican lawmakers on Twitter, charging that, quote, weak and tired Republican leadership will allow the bad defense bill to pass. The $740 billion National Defense Authorization Act affirms a 3% pay raise for U.S. troops and improvements for military housing and more. U.S. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband received their first doses of the coronavirus vaccine on Tuesday. The Vice President-elect, who is Black and Indian American, received the first of her two required shots at a facility that primarily serves African Americans. It was a televised reminder to minorities who have been disproportionately hard hit by the coronavirus to get vaccinated in the coming months. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that 2.1 million Americans have been vaccinated so far. That's far short of the 20 million the outgoing Trump administration said would be vaccinated by Thursday, which is the last day of 2020. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, told media network CNN on Tuesday that they are not where they need to be in terms of vaccination numbers. He also said the disease has gotten out of control in many respects, and January could be worse for the U.S. than December, after many traveled for the Christmas holiday. Iran has begun human trials of a locally developed coronavirus vaccine. State television reported on Tuesday that the vaccine, produced by Shifa Pharmed, part of a state-owned pharmaceutical conglomerate, is the first in the country to reach the stage of human trials. Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East for COVID-19, which has infected over 1.2 million people in Iran and killed nearly 55,000. American Airlines flew a commercial flight using a Boeing 737 MAX on Tuesday. It's the first flight in U.S. skies since MAX planes were grounded after two deadly crashes. The flight left the Miami International Airport in the state of Florida with about 100 passengers, according to an airline spokeswoman, and landed Tuesday afternoon at the state of New York's LaGuardia Airport. Last month, the Federal Aviation Administration approved changes that Boeing made to an automated flight control system implicated in crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed 346 people in all. In both crashes, the system pushed the nose down repeatedly based on faulty sensor readings, and pilots were unable to regain control. Lebanese students clashed with police in protests in Beirut on Tuesday against the fast deteriorating economic situation in the country. The demonstration was held in front of the Lebanese American University in Hamra, where in recent weeks a protest was held against the increase and the dollarization of tuition fees. Tens of thousands of Lebanese have already lost their jobs in a worsening economic crisis, exacerbated by the coronavirus outbreak. Thailand's prime minister has ordered police to set up a special committee to find and probe government officials abetting the country's human trafficking rings. Read the full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.